Alrighty, got it. Oh, hello, everyone. My name is Jenny, food addict, compulsive eater, and 100 pounder. Very glad to be here. The funny thing is, Andrea had talked to me about sharing my story, and it was for tonight. And I didn't respond to her right away. And then she booked somebody else. But somehow I got confused and I was planning to share tonight. And she sent me a desperate email saying, I lost my speaker. Can you speak? But I was already planning to. So there's that grace of God, whatever it is. I just thought that was so awesome the way that happened. Wow. So the first thing I like to start with is two different pictures. They're just, they show the before. Me before with my at my largest size, and it did, the extra weight did correspond with a much lower level of self-confidence, self-love. I knew that I wanted to lose weight, but I didn't realize how much I lacked self-acceptance, self-compassion. The self-compassion was the biggest part. I was just so much harder on myself. And I still do that. I still revert to that. And it's not even necessarily, oh, you're terrible. What are you doing? Such an idiot. It's more like, you got to do more. Just this panic voice, you got to do more. Whatever you're doing is not enough. Do more. And not even realizing that that stuff is under there. So, of course, that's all built up, eating to, get past that. Just float above those voices, put enough of a cushion in between me and that voice, and I end up, at a good size weight. So I came into program at 281 pounds. And just trying to find my picture here. Screen sharing thing always gives me trouble. I think if I do this, do it from there. So this one, one sec. So that's me with my cousin Jenny. All my cousins, I had several different cousins that were right around my age, and all of them were thin. And especially in middle school time, middle school into high school, it really created some, this compare and despair thing that, and I was not super big. I was normal size, except I was a little tall and not tiny like Jenny is, obviously is there. So, but just basically, the big thing I remember is that I didn't realize how big I looked in this picture, how big I was. I actually had a bit of a body image issue in the opposite direction of what usually people have. I saw myself as being smaller than I actually was. And I had a lot of people who would kind of go along with that because they would tell me I was well proportioned, I carried it well, and I always thought I was big boned, whatever that means, because I had a lot of weight on, but man, when I lost weight the first time, I found out, no, you're not big bone, Jenny. You just had some extra weight. So, the other picture is this one was right before I joined OA. It was in 2008, December at my company party. And this one, I just have so much compassion for myself in this picture because I'm trying not to look as big as I was. And I'm trying, the photographer was even trying to help me like get my double chin to disappear. And that wasn't happening. It's just reality is there. And I just look at these pictures and some people, especially not in OA, you see other people talking about, I don't ever want to be that person again. And that is oh, so unhealthy. And this person is inside of me. Like, this is the part of me that doesn't accept myself. And so I have got to learn to love her. I mean, that is really the true measure of my current level of sobriety. Like, am I accepting myself as that person there. So I'm going to do the stop share now. So I won't spend too much time on what it was like. I was a compulsive eater from the word go. I loved food as a kid. I was very focused on it. And, I would always look for food. If there was some kind of special food in the house, I had I was a little homing beacon. The food was calling to me and I knew exactly where it was, where my mom hid it. And I did break a window once to get to some Girl Scout cookies. And when I was like six, and there's a whole story behind that, but basically I thought nothing of breaking this window because A, I wanted those cookies, and B, I had a friend with me and it was kind of like currency to get her to like me. I believe I convinced her to come home with me because I had the cookies. I was like, oh, come on, come over and we'll get these. And just those two things, the food and the codependence, that piece of really wanting to buy people's affection, prove that I was worthy of their love, just go together so strongly for me. I don't always have. So I never was really, I truly was not overweight as a child. In middle school, maybe I had a little bit of extra, but it was not a lot. And I just saw myself as really big. I'm one of the people, I'm sure a lot of us on this meeting, who experienced the presidential fitness thing every year. And one person would take your weight down, write it down, or one person would check your weight and yell it to the other woman who was writing down the weights. So everybody got to hear how much you weighed. It was just this annual humiliation fest, and you had to try and do pull-ups and all these things that were not possible for me and a lot of the girls. That was just kind of, the upper body strength thing. And so that gave me this idea, like I realized that I was bigger than these other people and I was already taller. And so I just felt like I was too big starting in middle school and into high school. And, it so happened this guy who, he was my boyfriend for a brief second. And then I was a mess. I was so jealous and weird. He was a good friend originally, and he had to cut it off. I mean, I was really difficult. And so he ended up having a crush on a girl who was really anorexic. And I decided that was what I was supposed to be. So in my senior year, I went on my own little diet of, Diet Coke and iceberg lettuce that lasted a day and a half. That's one thing about me. I've always been a terrible dieter. I've not ever lost any significant weight in any diet program before I came to OA, any of those programs, except when I had the flu or pneumonia or some kind of stomach virus. That was never lost. I didn't. I would write down my points, run out halfway through the day, and then it's like, well, might as well eat as much as I can because I have zero left no matter how much I eat. So I have these really weird justifications. And then I go away myself expecting to be losing weight. And so that stuff just really, it really messed with my mind. And knowing what I do now about the compulsive eating and having this actual disease, that we just cannot control that stuff. I was reading step one in the OA 12 and 12 today, and talking about this, these plans, and how before we came to OA, actually, I think it was step three, this part, how when we came, before we came to OA, we had all these diet plans, and the difference is that we were expected to be able to make ourselves adhere to them. And that's just not possible. So whatever I do with a food plan, a plan of eating, I need to have help. I really need to have help. The longer I go in program, the more help I need, like the more careful I need to be about just these little things where I'm thinking about eating off my plan a little bit or something questionable, like I ate this, I'm not feeling sure about it. the smallest stuff, it doesn't matter. I run it by my sponsor. It really, that's the place that I've come to, is I feel loved and held when somebody else is ultimately in charge of my food, and the boundaries just feel really safe for me. So tangent. So then, yeah, so I was overweight. I actually gained weight in college, got up a little bit above 200 pounds, and then ended up losing weight because my thyroid was really, really hyperactive.
Like 5 minutes.
Okay, thank you. Is that 10 total?
10 total.
Okay. So it was really bad, really high. I was having like heart palpitations, feverish sweats. I was losing weight no matter how much I ate, which I loved. And I was so excited that I was getting smaller, but I had to get it treated. And so in the process of taking more thyroid hormone, they had to actually kill my thyroid and then start over fresh because it was so overactive. So I ended up gaining about 75 pounds in my early 20s. And that weight just stayed on, you know, maybe losing a little bit here and there, but not much to speak of. So all the way through my 30s, all of this time, I was wanting to meet a man and have kids and all this stuff. And I just remember all the, you know, getting to age 30 and being like, oh, I haven't met anybody yet, but that's time. That's okay. I have time. And just keeping on going. And, oh, well, I haven't met anybody. I need to lose weight if I'm going to meet somebody and they're going to want me. And just this whole cycle in my brain. But always the focus was on really wanting to lose that weight, really wanting to look different. And the good thing in my late 30s, the good thing about these pictures, because I was like 37 in the picture with the red sweater, it kind of gave me a reality, just a shot of reality when I saw that picture, because I thought, oh, that's how I look. I am pretty big. And then I weighed myself. I had been like 279 or something. And then when I hit 281, there was something about knowing I was within 20 pounds of hitting the next milestone that just really freaked me out. And so I just thought, okay, I'm just going to go ahead and go, you know, try this OA thing, because I had found out about it years before. I even went to one meeting, but I thought everybody was weird. They were all weirdos talking about disease, compulsive. I don't know. All these things were just too much for me. I wasn't ready. But man, by the time I saw that picture of myself, that was in mid-December, and I went to my first OEA meeting on January 9th after that. And I was blissed out. I knew I was in the right place, totally new, very uninspiring first meeting. Nobody was abstinent. I think there were three other people there. It was so sad and pathetic, but I was like, this is where I need to be. I heard this literature. I'm like, holy shit, this is me. And, it was just pretty amazing. And so I had, I started the HOW program 3 months after starting. I was, you know, just kind of searching around, feeling lost. And when I saw that, you know, there was some really significant weight loss in HOW, I was attracted to it, because that's what brought me ultimately really was the vanity. It really, really was. So I worked at a pretty strong program, pretty strong HOW program. I started sponsoring after a few months, was sponsoring a lot of people, very involved with service, you know, kind of helped arrange retreats and things like that. And it was really good. I got some good recovery and started to really appreciate the emotional and spiritual aspects of recovery, which was really helpful. I just did not learn to truly surrender everything to my higher power. I just didn't have a clear concept of what my higher power was. And so because I didn't have that strong foundation, when I turned 40, like a year and a half after I started, I just decided I could not have a 40th birthday without eating birthday cake. I'm sorry, I didn't ask if you could mention specific foods here or if there's a rule, but okay. But yeah, I just didn't think it was possible. There's no way I'm going to do it. I was not willing. And so I, you know, fired my house sponsor. I said, I'm going to try and do something less strict. But of course I did not. I just was floating, going to some meetings, just really not very connected because I didn't have any sort of orientation as to what I was doing. So I was in relapse for about, let's see, that was 11. So over a year and a half. And I was going to meetings here and there. I was stuck going to our intergroup meetings because I had a service position managing our local meeting directories. And I had to bring the paper directories to our intergroup meeting. And so I had to stay involved because I was really codependent and I did not want to have to ask somebody to take that service over. And nobody wanted to do it. And so nobody was offering. We did not have a good rotation of service.
That's 15.
Thank you. With that particular position. So, you know, I just kept doing it. And then I went through a really ugly situation with a relationship. I had gained back about 50 pounds. The first time around, I lost not quite 100 pounds. It was like about 90 pounds. And so I came back and I had gained back 50. And the reason I came back was really because I felt crazy with this relationship that had happened and just some yucky stuff involving a friend and this guy. It was very toxic. I didn't know any other programs. And so I'm like, I'm just going back to OA. I really need some help. I need some support. And I was willing to start, you know, committing my food again. So the big difference there, when I started back on July 18th, 2013, I call that my honesty abstinence date. Because since then I've been completely honest with my sponsors about my food, whatever is going on, not hiding stuff. Because the first time around, that was one big thing. I did not have the trust to be completely honest, because I didn't trust my higher power, whatever conception I had of one. And so it just felt so scary to share every bit. And it's so funny because it was like eating a little extra bite of apple that I wasn't sharing. So I'm just holding back this little bit of myself, but that stuff piles up and it just built into this whole ball of shame. Like I could not share myself with my sponsor. So what happened was I came back, I started working with somebody who was kind of a sort of friend of mine, and I was totally comfortable being honest with her, got through the steps up to step 6 and 7 maybe, and she just kind of fell apart, and I found a new sponsor, and she got me finished with the steps, and at that point I lost, you know, the rest of my weight, the weight I'd gained and more. And that was like, you know, I lost around 130 pounds at my lowest. So really after that, I was abstinent until, from like 2013 up until about, I would say 2021. And my weight was kind of, it very gradually creeped up, and I was probably about 10 pounds low when I got to my lowest before. But then I gained a little bit here and there, just a little bit, because of, you know, I wasn't weighing and measuring all the time. And so I would eat out and get a lot of extra that I just didn't know what I was eating. And then I got into, you know, artificial sweeteners more, and just some things that, and really wanting my food to be really exciting. You know, there was a period of time where I always wanted to go and get it at some deli. It was like, that was my big excitement during COVID, really. And so it was good. You know, things were okay. But then I started binging here and there on abstinent food. And it got really bad last year when my mother had some heart surgery, And a friend of mine got married, and I got really sucked up in this wedding and trying to make my friend, like, help her stay mentally fit, because it was just a bad situation. And between the two of those things, I was just binging all the time, every couple days. And so I ended up gaining weight, and I did get over just barely over 200 pounds again. But I was so desperate at that point that I decided I was willing to try something way different than what I was doing. And so I found some outside support that I started doing, but all it really entailed was a more structured program, really like how, but just really adhering to it, but also really using the tools, really, really using the tools religiously and getting the kind of support that I needed. I was just so invested in having this less strict plan, like, oh, I can do this. I can have stevia. Oh, I can even have some, you know, unsweetened cocoa in my coffee. That's not a problem. Oh, and then vanilla stevia, and let's add these different things. And suddenly I'm making something that's like a milkshake instead of actual coffee. You know, I put ice in it. Okay, thanks. So anyway, that outside help got me to a place where I got abstinent again on December 27th of last year. And I have been really cleanly abstinent since then. And now I'm down 120 pounds from my top weight. And I'm pretty much right at my healthy weight, according to my dietitian. But the big thing I wanted to emphasize, the only reason I think that I was willing to do something that was a lot different than what I was doing was because I did a big book. I did the steps through the big book, and it was not an OA workshop, so I won't talk too much about it, but the effect was that it really, really got me really just totally familiar with the idea that I am powerless. I have no control over this on my own. I am truly, truly powerless. I am nothing without my higher power. Whatever that higher power is, I cannot do this on my own. And oh my gosh, my life is truly unmanageable. I mean, they pounded in the step one stuff. We worked on that for many weeks, and it was really powerful. And so the rest of it just kind of led me into each step just being like, okay, I'm definitely here at step two. I really, really feel like I'm taking step two and all along the way. And then I ended up finishing my amends shortly after I got abstinent. But doing that, it was before I was not abstinent while I was working the steps, but in going through that, it got me opening up my mind to what my higher power was trying to show me, so that, you know, toward the end of the year, it was like things just started happening. And there were these I've said this before, but there were these stepping stones that were like gold plated. So my higher power is like, okay, step here next. Okay, now here's where you go. Okay. It was like no question of what I was supposed to do next. And it was that higher power experience, really, really getting to know my higher power and trust that, you know, this crazy unmanageability and powerlessness that I could get help with that. So that's my story. And I'm just really working my program hard today and doing all the things. And I just need to keep doing it and really have some accountability for that. So I have a sponsor that I talk to every day, and that just is what I needed. And I'm feeling really happy and free right now, in addition to the physical weight loss, which is great, but the freedom in my brain and my spiritual freedom is just really incredible. So yeah, I think that's about it.